Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Come see your locally owned and operated Linton Glass for all your glass needs. No matter what glass you need to replace, you can count on Linton Glass. Call us today at 601-835-4336 or find us on the web at lintonglass.com.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me
I have to laugh at myself. My name is Buddy, and I'm laughing at myself. This is the Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And the reason I'm laughing at myself is because I had my headphones on. I could hear nothing. And I went, I guess we're not starting yet. I'm looking at the clock and everything, and I realized I didn't have the volume on my headphones turned up at all.
Well, and then, you know, there is a challenge that you get to deal with because the clock is a little dead.
It's a big challenge.
Yeah. So I'll make sure the music is loud enough so that you can hear it good, because that'll creep up on you, those breaks. Dave and I had one of those yesterday. We're having a great conversation.
Yeah, they creep up on you.
And then, you know, the clock rolled through. We're 2 minutes into a break.
Just
yeah, man.
I know.
They just talked all the way through.
Yeah, pump that music up. But you had it loud enough then. I just didn't have my volume up at all on the headphone set. Well, that's the Handyman Show. And that's the thing we try to do, is make your home a better place to live in. And you know what? A more fun, more relaxing place to live in. And it was beautiful this morning. It was out early, and the weather felt great. It's going to be a great day today, even though this weekend is going to get somewhat high. But next week, look out, it's going to get really nice. But we'll talk.
Oh, yeah, there. You know, you get to Monday, and in the Delta, you're getting into the low 50s in the evening on Monday night. So we'll have some crisp evenings, a little wind to complement that.
Yeah.
Hopefully no bad weather coming behind it, but it is going to be a nice little front to enjoy. So get your long sleeves out and get the firewood chopped and split, dried, ready to go into the outdoor fire pit,
and
let us know about it.
And if you're going to use fire inside, make sure your damper's open.
Yeah, that's the number one rule of thumb there, because you will need a couple of wet wipes and some elbow grease to get that soot off of everything.
Yeah.
Well, done it too many times.
Yeah, I've done it every year. Yeah. Just about every year, but at any rate, today we're going to talk about commercial building, and we're going to talk a little bit about smaller projects and circular saws. And I have a circular power saw can do so many things. I have a DeWalt 6.5 inch 20-volt circular saw, and it's kind of like, I think it was Forrest Gump who said was talking about shrimp that can do just about anything. Well, that's like circular saw can do just about anything. I mean, but one of the important things about doing anything with a circular saw is to get a guide. They do make guides for circular saws for very different price levels. You can get a guide for a few $100, but you can get a guide also for $10. So they make all sorts of different guides. And with those guides, you can cut straight lines. You can do so much more with a guide. But without a guide, you can kind of do the same by making your own guide by using a set of C-clamps and just a board to really make a straight cut. With a circular saw, you can do so many things. People who use them every day can cut a straight line without a guide, without anything at all, just right on through. Us normal people, if you will, we need something to help us. So if you clamp a piece of wood, you know, far enough back where your circular saw will actually fit on the line that you're going to cut, and you run it on that guide that you've created, you can cut a straight line. You can cut so many things with a circular saw. It will do a 45-degree angle. And there are so many different blades available for them, abrasive blade, which will cut metal and cement. And the best blade, of course, is a carbide tungsten blade. And really, what they're used for, basically, is the number of teeth on the blade will determine as to how well it's supposed to cut. In other words, a 24-tooth blade is basically a cut blade that will cut kind of finished, but kind of not finished, too. But they do make a finished blade which will cut very, very smooth. And having said that, you should know circular saws come in all sizes and all. I mean, the standard used to be 7 1/4, but when you use a 7 1/4 circular saw, particularly a worm drive one, it's like, wow, it's an amazing tool. We don't need a worm drive one. A DIY person won't need that type of saw. Only need a really good circular saw, a brand name, something that will hold up. And it's great if you can find a brushless one, because any circular saw that you use after a period of time, a year or so, 2 years, depends on the brand, the brushes may wear out. And then it's a replacement of the brushes. And it's nice if you can stay away from that in order to do that. It really can help you a lot. Hey, you know, our text line is, what's our C-Spire text line? 601-879-4395. And we definitely want to see pictures if you've got anything.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question for you because, you know, I'm not the smartest out there. But I've always heard that about the brushes and all that. Yeah. What is a brush on a circular saw?
It's actually inside the saw.
Right.
And it's actually like the best way I can explain it, it's like your the pads on your drum of your car.
That I was thinking it was something like that, a brake almost.
That's a brake. Okay. It's a brake. And that's
never took one apart to know. I've got one that doesn't work anymore, and I've thought about
it's the brush.
Pulling it apart and learning the guts of it,
well,
and seeing how they work.
Yeah.
Because,
and then you can get a set of brush. You can get
a brush. I've got about 8 other ones now. You give up after a while. You're yeah. Like, I'm going to get another one.
I had circular saws that did the same and finally got tired of doing that, and that's why I ended up with the DeWalt, which is a brushless type.
Go with the DeWalt.
And it's
I've got an old plug one.
Yeah, I've got an old plug.
5 years old, and that thing is a tank. Man.
I got an old plug one as well, and it is pretty tough. but again, it's brush type, and I can smell a little bit of the brush just beginning to burn out. And you know, no good.
You don't want it shimmying and shaking down the highway like a bad, like a bad brake job.
Like a bad brake job, because the thing that's important about cars, brakes. You got to have brake. If you can't stop where you're going, you're in big trouble. And keep it going straight. But at any rate,
and that's the same with the saw. I mean, if it's off in any way, you're not getting an edged cut.
That's correct. And another thing to be aware of is if your blade gets dull and you're trying to cut through something, you may find it burning a little bit. You may the wood may actually be getting a burnt color.
I've seen that. That's a great point.
That is a good. And it's time for a new blade. But nowadays they're making so much better blades than they did years ago because using better material to make them with. They last longer. They're better. But even the good blades can wear out after a period of time and get to a point where you need to replace them. So every time you use a blade, make sure it's very sharp. And don't wear anything dangly that may get caught up in there when you're using it, like loose T-shirts that aren't tucked in, that may be hanging out, big T-shirts that hang out too far when you're cutting something and it gets caught in that saw blade. Look out, you can get hurt pretty soon.
Just because you see it on TV and there's a guy with a circular saw and an old loose flannel shirt and all that, that's TV. That ain't how it's
that's
done.
That's TV.
Tuck in, tidy up, don't let stuff be hanging out. And it's like, you know, I've it's like when you have a tie on.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get anything close to something rolling or pulling. You know, it's the same thing. You don't want to get hung up in a saw.
No, you sure don't want to get hung up in a saw.
So don't just because some movie star, celebrity, is doing a handyman show. Right. Yeah, that's for the cameras, guys.
Right. And it sure is. And there's a lot that the camera guys do that can really make us think things are different than what they really are. And I'm blown away by that. All right, well, that's circulars. I think this is probably a very, very good tool to have for everybody because there's so much you can do with it. And if you're confused, check it out on the internet. You know, what can I do with my circular saw? And it will show you so many different options and things you can do. And remember, a tool is only as good as the person using it. In other words, you can have the best tool in the world and have somebody brand new that's never used a power tool before using it and probably not get the best use out of it at all. So a tool is only as good as the person using it. And another, it's kind of a safety tip, when you're using any sort of power tool and you're done for the day, put them up where kids can't reach them. Just put them up somewhere. Put them up high where the kids can reach them. Unplug them if they're plug-in type. And get them away from actual user. That's the thing to do all the time. All right, circular saws. I like them. They're great. They're a great tool. Hey, I want to just say good job to the State Fair. They had Heroes Day, which was opening day. But they wanted to thank the police officers, the first responders, the firefighters, the healthcare workers, the medical professionals, active military. They're offering free admission on the opening day of the fair, which, of course, is passed. But the fact that they did that, that's pretty amazing because these first responders and these people really deserve more than what we give them. Most of them, generally speaking, you know, make money, but do they really make enough for what they do? I don't know. I don't think so. But it's nice that the fair did something like that for them.
Well, and with you see the hurricane and the devastation that it has created east of us.
Yeah.
And how many of these individuals that lay their life on the line every day.
Every day.
The folks that are in the hospitals taking care of our sick, taking care of our loved ones. Those volunteers and first responders in the EMT side that are out there taking care of people with injuries that are hurt. I mean, they're putting their life on the line.
They are putting their life on the line.
There's no clock for this.
That's right.
It doesn't just, 9 to 5, I'm out. These folks are on. They're working.
It's a 24/7.
We've had a crew of folks that have headed up to North Carolina to help, too. And Mississippi, you never disappoint.
Yeah.
You're the greatest audience out there, but you're the greatest folks. You're the greatest citizens of any state, any place on the planet.
That's correct.
You always deliver. And I'm glad the fair said thank you. Andy's that type of guy, you know?
Really. And did a good job. And while you're bringing up that situation in that the hurricane and the disaster in the up in the mountain in the Carolina, my question is: we live in a country that I don't know. We've got the ability, we've got the tools, and we have so many ways to really solve crisis. Why did it take so long for the United States to really get involved in helping and doing everything they can do? Why are there people up there suffering for clean drinking water? Or you know, of course, there's electrical problems. There's going to be problems like that. But with enough help from everybody, not only the volunteers, like the great group of volunteers from Mississippi, the great churches that have volunteer groups, and there's a lot of states that have a volunteer organization going over there. Most of the volunteer organizations are working faster than the federal government to take care of the problem.
That's exactly right. When you got a fleet of helicopters,
that
the taxpayers paying for, and these individuals who are paying their taxes,
right,
who are paying for your helicopters, you say, well, we can't get in there. It's too tough.
Yeah.
I don't believe it for a second.
I mean, they've got things that can purify water, machines that water, dirty water can go through and come out being drinkable.
Yeah, and you saw that with a comedy with you know, Pauly Shore, the movie In the Army Now.
Yeah.
That's what he did. He was a water, you could take mud water and turn it into good water in about an hour or so. So
we didn't let you drink it.
Yeah, I'll drink it, yeah.
I would too.
Yeah. So, but I mean, again, that's a great point. The citizens of this country and the people here respond quicker.
We respond a lot quicker.
And we
quicker. Should
demand better, you know, from those in the power to do more. We should.
Yeah. And I don't want
not blame here and there.
That's right. I don't want to get into politics a whole lot, but still, I wish that the United States were first on the scene, and then maybe by that time the volunteers would be trickling in a little bit and say, wow, the United States is really doing some business here. And they should be. Those people should not be isolated with the country that we have that have helicopters and can carry huge loads. I mean, I think that's a shame on our part. As far as
and again, not playing politics, it's just reality.
It's just reality.
The world we live in, and we should demand more for those that are here that are suffering. And we've seen it here so much.
Oh, we have.
I mean, indeed. We were very lucky and fortunate and blessed to not get hit, but others did.
Yeah,
others and our did. Hearts and prayers are with them. And we're here to. If you need something, reach out, folks. If you need water, we've got people heading up there.
Yeah,
let us know. Let people know what you need, and that's what they've said. We need water. Some people hadn't eaten in days.
There's
food and water. That's your basic thing.
And here it is in the United States. That doesn't make sense to me at all. Why are people not getting enough food or enough water?
Think a country like ours, and again, and not political, this goes across politics, but there should be no poverty. There should be no hunger.
Right.
There should be really no needs out there.
Right. But
there are, and that's part of the problem with governing is, you know, you want to help everybody, but you can't. People have to get up off the ground, got to wake up in the morning, and got to go do their jobs. And, you know, some people are going to need more than others.
Yeah, for sure.
But not everybody needs something. Yeah. Kennedy said it probably best. Do more for your country than what you ask of yourself.
There you go.
To be done for you. And that I think we need to get back to that, you know.
Yeah.
And let's do more.
And there are some people that really believe in that kind of thinking, and that's really how they're getting help up there. But those people who think ahead, you know, they think kind of a step ahead.
Yeah,
of
don't be reactionary. Plan for the worst, and if the best happens, great. That goes in handymanning. Yeah. That's why you measure twice and you cut once.
That's correct.
Because you're planning for the worst case scenario if you don't plan.
Right.
If you react, bad things happen.
Yeah, a knee-jerk reaction to anything is just no.
Take the emotion out of it.
You take the emotion out of it.
Stick to the numbers and measure that baby and cut it that way.
Yeah.
Don't go, well, I think I did. No. Stick to it.
I think
where we mess up.
I think doesn't work in construction or any kind of tool work or any kind of even thinking. Well, at any rate, I wanted to get that off my chest. That's really, really been bothering me a lot. I would probably go up there and be a volunteer if I had an opportunity to do so. But at any rate, Jerry Clark Remodeling and Repair is going to be our guest in the next segment, and we're going to head into it here shortly. You're listening to the Handyman Show. I'm broadcasting from the Build Mississippi Studios. Here at Super Talk. Be right back.
Sneaking Sally through the alley, trying to keep her out of sight. Sneaking Sally through the alley, when up pops the wife. I said, I can't fight, nothing wrong with being friends, 'cause sometimes she lets me use the car.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hey, this is Bob. Just walk.
Tell your brother.
Brother, tell your auntie, now auntie, tell your uncle. Uncle, tell my cousin, now cousin, tell my friend. Going up the country, mama, don't you wanna go? May take me a fair brown, may take one or two more. Big 80 left Savannah, Lonnie did not stop. You oughta saw that color fireman when he got them ball of hot. You can reach over in the corner, mama, and hand me my traveling shoes. You know by that I've got them Statesboro blues.
Oh, Handy Man Show. I don't have my traveling shoes on, but who knows? Anything can happen. Jerry Clark is sitting across from me. Clark, a remodeling and repair. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, buddy.
No, you gotta have. You gotta turn your mic on. You know.
Morning, buddy.
It's our producer Lance. He's okay. He's sitting there laughing at us. Well, what I wanted to talk about was there's a lot of small projects out there that need doing, but for whatever reason, whether it's a disability or age or want to maybe even, there's a lot of projects that can't be done by the individual. And they need to know that there's somebody out there who will take care of small projects. I'm talking about anything from one electrical switch to a small plumbing leak to maybe light bulbs, anything at all that may need doing. Clark Remodeling and Repair, give them a call, and they will take care of the situation for you at a very reasonable price, and all of a sudden your problems will be solved. Jerry, what's the number they can call?
601-214-9463, 601-214-9463.
And in the past, do you do a lot of this type of work? I know we've talked about it before.
Matter of fact, we just did one yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's a regular customer.
Sure.
But he's in his mid-80s now.
Yeah.
And he does not want to climb a ladder. And it was an 8-foot ceiling, but he had a light bulb he needed changed. He had a bulb and everything. He just needed somebody to get on a ladder and change it out for him.
Yeah.
And so we did. But he's anytime he's got anything, small or large or whatever, he calls me because he knows that we're going to take care of it. I don't like what we did yesterday. He's a continuing customer. I can't charge him for that.
Well, people, if you need something done small, call Jerry and he will take care of business. And I'm telling you, it'll be done right. And
that's not saying that I'm going to give everybody a freebie.
No. You've been there many of times. You know this
Too
person
many.
pretty well. And you just gave him a little freebie for that particular situation. But the cost isn't going to be outrageous anyway to get a project like that done because it is a smaller project. But you do have to realize we're tying up a very well-trained person and using his time. And so there's going to be a cost involved, but it still won't crush you by any means.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
it
right.
Won't crush you by any means. Also, you do all sorts of work, a lot of remodeling more than anything else, in bathrooms and in all sorts of. As a matter of fact, one of the texts came in this morning. A man has a brand new combo, a tub shower combo, and a brand new house. And every time his wife washes the baby, they shut it's a Delta faucet. They shut it off, and it still drips. And I had a couple of questions, which I was going to throw out. Who is this from? I forgot who it was from. And maybe.
Are you referring to the Mr. Handyman? I have
yes.
a brand new Delta faucet.
That's the one.
It's Ben from beautiful and amazing McGee, Mississippi.
Oh, right.
That's where
yes.
all my people are from. So.
But at any rate, his question was dripping. My question is it once you shut the faucet off, is it dripping from the shower head a little bit more? Or is it dripping from the spout of the faucet? That would be my question. If it's dripping from the shower head, I want to say, it's my opinion, and see if you agree with this, Jerry, they're going to drip when you shut them off. That's just part of the situation, but only just for a little while.
Right.
If it's dripping from the faucet outlet, then there's a problem with the faucet.
From the spout is what Mr. Ben is asking.
Yeah. All right. It's coming from the spout? Okay.
That's a tough one. Yeah. Because, you know, especially being a new faucet.
Yes, sir.
The only thing that I can really think of that would cause something like that is an obstruction in the rough end valve.
Yeah.
That maybe some dirt or plumber's putty or any, you know, something like that that could have gotten in there.
Yeah.
I really don't know, because that line is very simple. You have four outlets on the valve.
Right.
And I'm really a little bit dumbfounded. I really am. Yeah. I don't know what else it could be.
New house, brand new tub. It's all new. Well, and since his wife started using it, our 1-year-old bath time, she cuts the water off, continues to drip.
Yeah, continues to drip.
Out of the spout.
A lot of new houses have made access doors to the back of showers so that you can work on them. And a lot of new houses have that already built in them. Hopefully yours does, because that's how it's going to be solved, is getting in through the back.
That's right.
And if there's not an access door to that, then one needs to be cut out of a sheetrock. And actually, it's a good idea not to go back with sheetrock and sheetrock it over again. Make it an access door.
Yes, and you can use the sheetrock you cut out.
That's
as
correct.
Part of the door.
Correct.
But if you have to cut it open, go ahead and make an access door for the future.
Right.
It's not a whole lot of money. It doesn't take very long, but it will sure help you in the long run.
Oh, very much.
Because there's no way to work on a rough-end valve from the front.
No. No, there's really not. And that's the situation with faucets. So I hope that we helped you a little bit.
I'm sorry, but that one is just kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like you'd have to go do some investigating.
Yes, sir.
And spend some time up there. And if you've been in the house less than a year, it's really a situation you can address to the person who built the house.
Correct.
But if it is past a year, the builder's really not going to be interested very much in listening to you.
And it's very difficult to get a builder back out there anyway.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But and a builder, particularly if it's getting close to the year date, a builder's going to look at it and say a dripping faucet. It is going to be very hard to get him out there, but maybe you can make an agreement with him that if you can get this repaired, that he would, you know, you could send him a bill. It might happen. It might not happen. It depends more on the builder, on the individual.
Very much so.
So, but that's just how.
And I'm sorry I couldn't help you more than that, but you know that's kind of a tricky one without having to go and actually see it.
Right.
But I honestly believe that it's probably a little obstruction.
Right.
In the line somewhere.
And in order to get that out, how would you do that? You'd almost have to go in and make and clear it out.
I believe so. You're probably going to have to go into the rough end valve, maybe take the line loose, shut the water off to the house, take the line loose, see if there's anything in the rough end valve as much as you can, and try and clean out whatever might be there.
Yeah.
Because trust me, a new home, there's going to be a lot of things in that house that were not done correctly.
Correct.
Just put it politely. We do a lot of things on new homes, and it's really sad. You think a new home is supposed to be perfect.
Yeah.
They're not.
They're not. And there's
you should always have a good home inspector inspect that home before you buy it and move in.
Yeah, and if you do have a good home inspector come through and check things out just absolutely all the way, you'll have a pretty good idea of what needs doing in that house before it's ready for you to feel comfortable in it.
Very much so.
And as Jerry said, show me a brand new house that doesn't need some kind of work done to it or other, that something isn't quite correctly. You've seen it many times in water dripping off a roof, onto lean-tos that just weren't built right because the corner's not right. Just for whatever reason, there's a whole lot of situations that happen in building a new house because a lot of the builders depend on subcontractors to get the work done. And then they're not on site, so they don't see what the subcontractor does.
Correct.
And
firsthand experience with that one.
Really? Well, do we want to hear it or no?
No, y'all have heard me for about a year.
Okay. Yeah.
Dripping like a bad faucet straight from the spout, Ben. I was listening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, Mr. Clark, you're exactly right. And, buddy, the subcontractor sometimes is kind of like the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. And you got to really keep your eye on that stuff. Mr. Clark, what is the way and the best way? You know, if you got something being built over here off the back 40 and you got your contractor and then he subbed it out, what would be your best advice to somebody in that project, how to kind of keep your eyes on things? What's the proper way to do that?
Well, your contractor ought to be on site at least once a day, minimum once a day.
Right.
And a lot of them don't do that.
They don't.
If the person buying the home, or if you're having a custom built home done, is you or your wife or somebody in the family go on site once a day.
For sure.
The subcontractors and contractor, they do not like that.
No.
But trust me, that's the best way to do it.
They will be more careful if they see the owner or potential owner on site, and they will do a better job.
Correct.
And it should be that a contractor who's not going to the job site daily, maybe it's too far away or whatever the reason, he's just not going daily, he's sitting in his office or she's sitting in her office, they should really have a job supervisor who's there 24/7, who's there when the work is being done all the time. And that supervisor may be a working person, but it may also just be a supervisor who walks around and watches people work. That's really prevents a lot of these situations, but it doesn't prevent them all.
That's correct.
No, it doesn't prevent them all, but that is a way. Just got to keep an eye on those things that are happening. So tell us about your latest project, the latest bigger project.
We have two or three of them going on right now.
Wow.
One is probably the largest that we've had for a while. Is that a very, very good customer of ours. They call me twice a year. Yeah. Come out and they have a list of things that they want done, and we, start tackling it. Well, we got into one of them, and they have cedar siding, vertical cedar siding all the way around their home. In some areas of the home, is three stories.
Yes. Wow.
And their property slopes to one side. So the three-story area from the top of the gable down to the ground is 50 feet.
Wow.
And we have to replace probably at least 75% of this siding because it's rotted.
Wow.
So we're going back with a man-made product. But if there's only two or, let's say there's 10 out of a section that are bad, you got to replace the whole section. Because there are different thicknesses and everything. It's sure. Hard to get what they had 40-some-odd years ago.
Right.
So we have that one going on, and that's going to take a while.
Tell me a little bit more about the vertical cedar siding. Is it board and batten, or how is it done? Or is it just board?
Just board.
Just board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
And with trim, just regular 2-inch trim.
Yeah.
Yeah. In between.
Wow.
And it's just, it looks fine until you get close. And you see some of them are bad,
right. But
then you start getting into it, and there are a lot of them, it's just, they're very soft.
Yeah.
So everything has to be taken off, all the trim, all siding, and you have to go back with everything. And, of course, the only thing they have behind it is blackboard.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And that's how they used to build houses, with a lot of that half-inch blackboard. It was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay. So. And then they put asbestos siding on it. A lot of houses.
Yeah. So, and that's going to be do a section, go take care of another one. And it helps the homeowner out also as far as the finances.
Yes.
Because if they try and do it all at one time, it's going to be a lot.
Is there anything between the blackboard and the siding?
No, sir.
No, nothing at all?
No, sir.
Shouldn't there be?
I would have thought so, yes.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Yeah, at least tar paper.
Yeah, but at least tar paper.
No tar paper.
Wow. Because they used to use tar paper a long time ago before they came out with all this house wrap stuff and mm-hmm. whatnot. And you can see the difference.
That stuff's great for keeping weeds out of your garden once you quit using it on your house.
This isn't the garden show.
I'm just saying, man. You know, instead of having somebody go dump it for you.
Jerry, can you hang with us a little bit?
Sure.
We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Handyman Show of the Build Mississippi Studios here at Super Talk. My name is Buddy Slork. Jerry Clark is my guest. He's going to stick with us for another segment. We'll be right back.
You are the only thing to help.
Gary Allen in concert.
Every storm runs from that rain.
Gary Allen.
I'm just sitting here watching airplanes.
Saturday, October 12th at Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. Tickets on sale now at pearlriverresort.com.
Yeah, that's right where I need to be.
Don't miss Gary Allen.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello.
I know, but we can't listen to Jimmy all day. He wants to. I can see Lance wants to go dancing and shouting.
I just wish that was my theme music. Like everywhere I went, that just Red House played behind me.
Well, that's what we're going to do for a music segment, but it's not by Hendrix.
I was not trying. I was trying to have a little lead in there. Yeah, that's a little teaser.
We'll trick everybody. All right, Jerry Clark sitting with me. Clark Remodeling and Repair. And he and I were just talking during the break about some of the work he was doing. And one of his bigger jobs that he's on right now is a three-story house that is all built with vertical cedar siding, and is you're replacing some of the whole back siding or whole one side of the house because, like you said, doing two or three boards is not going to work.
No, it's not feasible just because the material that's up there is like an inch thick.
Yeah.
And what we're going back with is about a half inch.
It's about a half inch. But it's probably, it's more durable.
It is. It's a man-made product. I don't ever say waterproof, but it's very water resistant.
Yes.
And it's a very good product. And then we're also going back with basically the same type of trim made but with the same material.
Sure.
But it's not a cement board because cement board, when you're trying to go up 3-4 sets of scaffolding with it, is just way too heavy.
Yeah. Fiber cement is very heavy.
It is.
But it's a good product. I mean, it really does a good job. If you've got a one-story house, it's a great product to put on there.
Oh, we use hardy board a lot, hardy siding. We have another project that is a very small one, closing in, making a sunroom out of a back porch, and we're going to use hardy siding on front and back.
Yeah, because it's not going to decay ever. I think Lance has
Mr. Jerry, you know, I've seen a lot more vertical siding in this era we're in, and it was, you saw horizontal for a long, long time. And is there obviously aesthetically things change, styles do, but is there, given your wood grains run horizontal, you know, if you turn them vertically, does that help keep it cleaner? Is there a better durability with cedar and things like that when you go up and down versus horizontal?
I personally, I don't think so. I think the main thing that has caused all this, and it started probably, 10 years ago, that the people just like the look of the vertical siding.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with you. There's probably not a whole lot of difference in whether it's vertical or horizontal as to leakage and decay. I don't think it would make much difference.
Well, we're out in the middle of the Delta, and we have guys that have used the cedar vertically and horizontally.
Right.
And you know, generally have seen more of the vertical in the last, 10 years, like you said. Mm-hmm. But given that we're in the most moist, damp, heat, cold environment, that stuff has been amazing. I oak trees dripping all over it, and you don't get to maintain it every day. But I would say, from what I've seen of that cedar siding, either vertical, I mean, that stuff lasts for a long time. And it's
cedar's a good product. It's a good piece of wood. But I don't think it has the durability that the smart siding or fiber cement has.
So we have vinyl on ours, old school. But a lot of people have done the true wood, and it has held up very well, and it's not the press board fiber or the cement board.
Yeah. Well, and also people they think they're going to put cedar up, and it's just going to last forever. They don't have to do anything, but you do. You have to take care of it just like you do anything else on a home. You need to clean it, especially with cedar. You need to put a sealer on it. Depending on, I recommend at least every year to 2 years.
Do you have a product that you like? Because, cedar fences and things of that nature, would you treat the exterior of the home the same way? Or is there another step you want to go with?
I have an opinion, but
go ahead, buddy.
I would say, yes, cedar does need to be cleaned on a regular basis, but I don't think a pressure washer is a way to do that, because cedar is a soft kind of wood, and a pressure washer can damage it. And I believe more in a formula or Joe Max, and make a formula with a garden sprayer and clean it that way with a hose, and you'll be happier, I think. You'll have a better product, and that's just an opinion.
I agree. There are certain things that you can. If I had a set of furniture for outside,
yes, sir,
that was made of cedar,
right?
And I asked one of my guys to clean it. Oh yeah, I can take care of that for you. Well, I took a pressure washer to it, and they've gouged it out where the wood grain is. Out by itself, and that's it.
Right.
Everything else is gone.
The pulp is gone.
Everything's gone. So, but
might as well have termites come through.
I actually, I like the look of it vertical. I really do.
Yeah.
But one thing about the horizontal is that the water runoff, you think it wouldn't be, you think the vertical would be better. I think the horizontal is actually going to be better getting the water off of your home than the vertical,
because it has no way for the it drips. In other words, one piece is
lapped
over
the other.
Another piece. Yes,
right.
It's lapped over. Is correct, and therefore you'll have drippage going down to the ground, and then you'll see that going.
That's
on.
That's the kind of info I was looking for right there.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
Look at that. We made a customer happy.
Isn't that the truth?
Even if he sits in here with us, we made a customer happy. So we know that Lance is listening. No, we got a lot of texts in, and I want to thank all the people who have sent us texts, and we'll get to them after a period of time. We haven't yet, but keep them coming, folks. There's a beautiful text of a guy's going crazy with hummingbirds, and his shed he's trying to do, but we'll talk about that in a little while. At any rate, let's get back to Clark Remodeling and Repair. A lot of people want to change their bathroom, want to change their kitchen, and they want to change everything. Their windows, and windows right now in this day and age are very expensive. It doesn't matter what type you get. Windows are going to cost a good bit of money. But at any rate,
long ETA on them also.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Nowadays, they're coming a little quicker than they were. But, I mean, it was a long time out a while ago. And now it's a little better. If you call on a wooden window 12 weeks, a little better. I guess it is. But that's what a wooden window takes me to get, about 12 weeks. But at any rate, mostly you do a lot of baths, because I was talking with a friend who was also a sponsor on the show. John Merrill and I were talking about baths and shower walk-in showers that are huge. And nowadays, almost every new shower that I've ever seen does not have a grab bar. And I, in my opinion, every shower stall that is built, it should be mandated that a grab bar be part of the construction. But it's not. So a lot of people want to have grab bars put in their shower situation. Mm-hmm. But again, grab bars have to be put up correctly. And the suction ones are not to be used because they're just, they,
please,
you
do
only
not,
need to fail them once.
Please do not use a suction grab bar.
So that's the kind of thing that your company would do, is install the grab bar correctly in a shower stall.
That's mandatory. Anytime I do a walk-in shower, it's going to have at least one, and most of the time two grab bars.
But I have been in new houses and have been in their showers where there's absolutely nothing to grab. I mean, soap dishes used to have a handle on them that wasn't for grabbing, but at least you could grab it. Now they don't.
And more and more people are wanting grab bars put into their showers.
Sure.
They see what it's, what it could or could not cause not to have it.
Right. We about, Jerry, we've just yacked ourselves out of time. So I'm going to have to get you to give a number out again, please.
601-214-9463. 601-214-9463.
Give him a call. You'll be happy you did. You're listening to the Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. We'll be back in a few minutes with a music segment coming your way. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the texts that have come in. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
Under the moonlight. Sweetest thing you've ever seen. Your dog is howling, and the hound.
Farmers and builders, listen up. Purple Wave Auction is shaking up equipment sales. We're the no reserve online auction powerhouse where every bid could be a win. From combines to cranes, tractors to excavators, if it has wheels or tracks, we've got it at purplewave.com. Purple Wave is your ticket to upgrade your operation. Join our nationwide buying community today and see why no reserve means maximum opportunity.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work. Or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What
is it? This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Wow. Let me hear it. Whoa, there it is. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Bills Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick at Super Talk. And this is the music segment of the Handyman Show. And you say, what? Well, you know, I like music a lot, so we do a music segment, and I think it's only fair. I'm going to start, and I do want to thank all the people, Ron and Alvin and Dave, all from sending us texts. Thank you very much, and we appreciate it. And we keep the text coming. Just love to hear it. 601-879-4395 is our text number. But let's get on talking about music. Gary Moore. Who is Gary Moore? Well, he's an underrated guitar player for sure. He passed away since. He left us in 2011, it was. But He was a guitar player with Thin Lizzy for a long time, and he's from Northern Ireland, and he was influenced by Peter Green and Eric Clapton, and is just an amazing, amazing guitar player. And the song that he's going to do is a copy of a Hendrix song called Red House, which we've already done. I didn't mean to bust your bubble on that.
It's okay. I was just trying to lead us in gently.
And then I went and just blew it all up. That's okay. But at any rate, he does a job on Red House, and unbelievable. And people have called him a guitar master. One person's comment was, if you want to hear a Stratocaster scream and cry, listen to Gary Moore. So here's Gary Moore doing his copy of Red House live in concert.
This is my mic. 1, 2. How you doing? Okay. Okay, we're going to do a tribute to a great Fender player. This is for Jimmy. It's called Red House. There's a red house over yonder, yeah. And it's where my baby stays. There's a red house over yonder, and it's where my baby stays. See my baby, it's been 99 of one hell days. Wait a minute, something's wrong. This key won't unlock this door.
Gary Moore, and we'll hear a little more of that on our outtake of the same song, where you can really he takes a ride that's worth listening to. Amazing, amazing guitar player, Gary Moore. All right, moving ahead. There's a girl from the Netherlands called Candy Dulfer, and she did a song that Dave Stewart with the. And let me make sure I get this right, because I think last time I said Rhythmics wrong, and somebody corrected me on the line.
Eurythmics, right?
Eurythmics. And they were correct in correcting me, and I appreciate that. And I knew it was what he was saying was right, and I knew how to say it right. I know how to say it right, but I screwed up.
As a kid, I would always call him the Arithmetics.
Okay. Well, Dave Stewart with the Arithmetics wrote a song called Lily Was Here. And Candy Dulfer is a sax player. And, of course, this is an instrumental song. But Candy is a Dutch jazz and pop star and from Amsterdam, and has recorded with Prince and Van Morrison and the Alan Parsons Project. And you just name it, and she's played with everybody. But she's very, very good and very well known in Europe, not so much here in the States, but this is a great song called Lily Was Here, Dave Stewart and Candy Dulfer.
Lily
that's how you play a sax. She is so good. If you get a chance to look her up on YouTube and see some of the things that she has done, Candy Dulfer, it's really worth the effort because super, super good. All right, on the third song, we always turn it over to Lance and let him kind of do whatever he wants to do and just pick a song. And I think he's got one ready to go. And let's see what Lance has to say about it.
Yeah, always got something prepped up for you. Got to go with Welsh singer Tom Jones and his partnership with the Swedish band, the Cardigans, for a song that everyone knows is Burning Down the House.
All right.
It's an amazing cut, and Tom just always burns down the house. Yeah. Add the Cardigans into it, and it just gets better.
Yes.
So let's see if I got the right cut here.
Well, let's see.
Got a couple of them.
Let's see what you can do.
Let's see what we got here, baby.
You might get what you're after.
Yeah, that's pretty hot. The Cardigans, huh? With Tom Jones.
That's the Cardigans, Swedish band. Great outfit, too. Go listen to them a little bit. It kind of, when I found them, I was like, who are these guys? The Cardigans? I love a cardigan. So
I'm going to go.
And then I found the Tom Jones stuff. Oh, my goodness.
So really I'm going to have to go do some listening.
The Cardigans. And then, you know, he went back and did a redo on a lot of his great hits. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's a really good cut. So
he's an amazing artist.
And he's also a great dancer.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, he's the Elvis of the Welsh.
That is the truth. A great dancer. And he is so inspired when he plays. It's like, and he wants the whole orchestra behind him, the band behind him, to be the same kind of way, and he preaches that, and they are.
Yeah, no, you got to bring it if you want everybody else to bring it, and he brings his A game every time.
Every time. And he expects all the musicians in the band behind him to do the same.
Exactly. And if you're not a great leader, they're not going to follow.
That's right. And he is a great leader. All right. Our next song is going to be very simply Tom Petty. Tom Petty. Well, you know, he was inspired by the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, and that's really what inspired Tom Petty. A great legend, an absolute legend that we lost in 2017. Great band called the Heartbreakers. They were an amazing, amazing group. And he also played with other legends in a group called the Traveling Wilburys, which, wow. I mean, when you listen to Tom Petty's collection of music and then you listen to the Traveling Wilburys collection of music, it's amazing. But Tom Petty, Breakdown. Hey, coming at you right now.
Through the night, break down now, standing here. Can you see?
Tom Petty. George in Biloxi says he misses Tom Petty. And George, George, you're not alone. A lot of people miss Tom Petty. Tom Petty was a true rock and roller from the day I started listening to him a long time ago until the day he passed. Tom Petty, even today, Tom Petty really has made a mark in music. And amazing, amazing person. Something everybody needs to look at, Tom.
I want to talk about the Wilburys because we got about, I know you don't have your clock.
No, I don't have clock.
Give you a little help there. We got about a minute and a half.
I listen to the Wilburys a lot.
I love the Wilburys. You know,
me too.
The Assembly.
Yeah. And each one of them take a song, and it's like every time they do a song, it's amazing when you listen to particularly the different things they do, not the stuff that was so popular that everybody listened to on Top 40 radio, but the obscure kind of things that you don't hear that are maybe album cuts. Wow.
And then their specialty is so highlighted. Each of them's specialty is on display with the Wilburys. You know, it's like these great guys, these amazing musicians. You're going, how are you going to get all them the airtime? It's like a running back. You know, there's only so many carries you're going to get in a game.
Yeah.
But they figured that out. They and that's not out. Easy to do when you have so many, I mean, mega stars.
Yeah, mega stars.
I mean, it's a mega band. How do you keep four guys like that happy with different backgrounds, different mindsets, different everything? You go, hey, you each get a piece here, and they blow it up.
You know, what I have to add to that is that Jeff Lynne had a lot to do with bringing that together.
Amazing.
And making that happen, because people underrate Jeff Lynne as being the producer and being the person who really understands how to bring music together.
The producer is underrated.
Generally speaking, yes, that's true. The producer, generally speaking, is underrated.
But overpaid, maybe, huh?
No.
Not in our world.
Generally speaking, the producers are underpaid. But we'll get through that anyway. But that had a lot to do with the Jeff Lynne bringing them together, and then their music is just it's special. It's really special. All right, going back to Gary Moore. Listen to The Ride on Red House. He does a great job. Thank you for listening to the music segment. Be back in just a few minutes.
Guess I'll go back over yonder. Way back over yonder, across that hill. Guess I'll go back over yonder. Way back yonder, across that hill. Yeah! Cause my feet don't love me. Oh, I know her. Sister Will.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. When you're a part of a team, every player has to pull their weight and support one another. Farm Bureau does exactly that. Their team ensures I've got competitive rates and exceptional customer service to support them. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Cashback is not available on...
Yeah.
All right, we're back again. Who was that? That was great.
That's Kiss, baby.
No, I liked it. Kiss is like, to me, like no go.
Yeah,
but that's a great song.
Man, Strutter and She Shook Me All Night Long. That's the Kiss. I mean, that's Kiss.
As long as you don't know that it's Kiss, it's a great song.
As long as you're not looking at them, you're going, man, those guys are good. And then you look at them in the
come on, guys.
Leather, and you're like, oh. No.
Come on, guys. All right. Handyman Shell right here, Super Talk Mississippi, the Bills of Mississippi Studios. I'm going to talk to Lance a little bit because he's kind of aware. Lance, you're somewhat of a deer hunter.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. I love the outdoors. Right. So I've done it all.
All right, good question for you then. I love my backyard. There's a fence only on one side. The neighbor has a 6-foot fence going across just one side of my yard. My yard is huge grassland with three huge oak trees in there. And the neighbor's yard is the same. So between he and I, our backyards are like a park.
Yeah.
And we've always, every year had many deer in there with a fawn and just this year there hasn't been a deer around for about, I haven't seen a deer probably in 3 and 4 months. But now that I've said that, there has been a coyote in the neighborhood.
That'll do it, yeah.
A coyote has, there used to be a lot of stray cats around. There's none around anymore.
He's been eating good.
Matter of fact, our little dog was outside one day, and my daughter was out taking care of her, and a coyote came up and was trying and saw my daughter and took off. But I've heard that if there's a coyote in the vicinity, that the deer will find another place to actually camp out and make home, and they'll move away from that area.
First and foremost in that regard is, you know, when you have the fawns, they're so susceptible to getting tracked down. If you watch enough Serengeti stuff on the wildlife channels, you'll see that the lions and tigers, they pick the weak ones.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, a mother with new fawns, which happened not long ago.
Right.
You know, they're looking for a safe place.
Right.
The bucks are obviously going to follow where the doe goes.
Sure.
They're not going to want to be seen. They're like a turkey.
Yeah.
They're going to stay out of sight.
Only one time have I ever seen a buck in the back.
They're a little leery. They know what you're looking for. Yeah. And there may be 6 to 10
doe.
I'm sorry. It Shook Me All Night Long is AC/DC. I'm trying to think of the other one. My bad. The other Kiss song. Let me know 731 because you're right. The bucks are going to stay out of sight, and the same with about anything.
Yeah.
The females are going to kind of congregate together for safety, and then, you know, in a pack, they look bigger.
Sure.
Right? And then you have the fawns.
Yeah.
And so if there are susceptible, you know, babies there, they're going to look for some other place where that coyote or, you know, whatever it may be is tearing up.
I miss them. I want the coyote to go away.
Well, get a trap. I would say this, you can go get you a trap or you can bait your coyotes and, you know, get rid of them. You can also call wildlife. They may have a solution for you because coyote is not a good thing to have in your neighborhood.
It really isn't.
They're devastating.
There's a coyote in our neighborhood.
They eat anything they can.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to eat
anything at all.
It's kind of like the hyena of America.
That kind of thing takes care of that situation.
And if you sit out at night, I know you're probably not a late night guy.
Oh, yeah, but
sit out on that porch and wait till everything gets real quiet and see if you hear a pack of them. Usually where there's one, there's going to be multiple.
Yeah. Well, I have sat out at night because I take sometimes I let the dogs out. And I hear at night going,
they're communicating back and forth.
Yeah.
And when there's more, it's one side to the other. It's a pack of them that'll get together and hunt in a pack. From my experience, that's probably your culprit there.
I miss the deer a lot. Darn coyotes.
They're brutal.
Oh, well.
It's kind of like having a bunch of Russian boars in your woods.
Well,
they just tear up everything. Right. No good for nothing.
What we need next is Russian boars.
You want to eat those things.
All right.
The babies taste good.
Hey, I better do some business. Revel Hardware Store is one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. I mean, they have everything at Revel Hardware Store. I was asking them about sharpening some blades yesterday, and they said, we don't do that any longer. It's done at our Revel Outdoor Power Equipment Center. Take your blades over there, and they'll sharpen any kind of blade you have and do a great job on it at a very reasonable price. Revel Ace Hardware, one of the great hardware stores. Rooks, Revel Hardware is what it's called these days, and a tremendous, tremendous store. Many locations here in the central Mississippi area. Revel Hardware, it's a place you need to go. Their prices are very competitive, and they have the items you will always need. When you walk in there with a piece of faucet and say, hey, what's wrong? What's going to help me? They will help you. And they and if the person you're talking to doesn't know the answer, they'll find somebody in the store that does, and they'll talk to them, and you will go be sent to them. So Revel Hardware is in the service business, and they care about people. So see my friends at Revel Ace Hardware, great hardware store. All right. Well, there's a lot of commercial building is going on, so much. There's so much dirt being moved in so many, whether it's a one-story office building, retail buildings, or a high-rise office building, or hotels and motels. There's so much work being involved. It's a great industry to be involved in, and that's what Build Mississippi is all about training individuals so they can be a part of the not only the commercial building industry, but the residential building industry, to welding, to driving huge machinery. But the training that they give is absolutely, it's easy to get involved with. It's not very costly. It's worth doing. And when you're done, you'll be qualified to really aim towards making a very healthy salary by the time you're finished with training and getting into a situation. Build Mississippi, a great organization. They used to be called the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, and now they're called Build Mississippi, and it is. They still do the same. They have at least two locations I know that do that are training centers that are huge, huge training centers, and they have many simulators in there. Great, great organization. People at Build Mississippi really know what's going on. And if you're interested in finding out more, or maybe finding about trade schools you should go to, hey, go to buildmississippi.com, and you'll find out. Their website is amazing, and you can find out things about that that'll just blow you away. It's important to do. So give them check them out on the computer. You'll be happy you did. All right. Moving ahead. I mentioned this a little while earlier when I was talking to Jerry Clark about pressure washing. I really believe that a house should be washed at least annually, maybe twice a year. But not every house can stand pressure washing. People really believe, generally speaking, that cleaning a house on the outside means pressure washing it. That's not necessarily true. Sometimes, when if you've got like a cedar siding or a softer kind of wood, pressure washing is not the way to go by any means. It's better to use a product like Jomax, and J-O, capital M, and then a small AX, Jomax. It's a great product. It's a concentrated product, and it makes a solution that mixes up in a garden sprayer, and you spray that solution on a house, let it sit on there a little while, and rinse it off. And believe me, it kills the mildew spores that you cannot see, and it prepares the house totally for cleaning and painting. And that is just, I've been meaning to paint my house many years, but every time I wash it, I walk away going, gosh, that paint job is old, and yet it still looks great when it's been washed. And I just washed it the other day, so I'm going, wow, that looks so good. But I do recommend the garden spray washing, and I have a formula that I recommend myself, as opposed to Jomax, a lot of people use, and it's very simply a half a cup of TSP, a quart of bleach, and 2 gallons of water in a garden sprayer. And believe me, you spray it on the wall, you let it set for a while, and you rinse it, the house is ready. Rinse it just absolutely best you can, and rinse the windows just totally, because it will etch, leaving etching on your window. Any one of those products, whether you use my product, which is the formula, my formula, or you use Joe Max, get that product off your windows. It doesn't mean it won't. When I clean the house, I also clean my windows on the outside, but I rinse them right away and get that stuff off my windows as much as I can. It can really do a good job in helping you do just that. So before you paint, make sure you clean, do all your caulking, and all the things that are necessary to do to make your house everything that it should be. Because that's what most people want, is their house to look really good. And they really try hard to do that. All right. Well, there's a lot of different ways to clean plastic lenses on headlights, and I know I've had a lot of people say that, yeah, they use this, they use that. I mean, everything from toothpaste to WD-40 works really well. Just about anything that you use can work on cleaning your headlights, and you need to keep that plastic lens clean. Some people have never, ever, ever cleaned their lenses on their headlights, and you can see these vehicles because the lenses start to turn yellow after a while, and they start to get really, really foggy looking. I don't agree with that. Clean them up, man. Make them look good. It's easy to do. I mean, if you're saying, oh, I just don't know, take a rag and some white toothpaste and go out there and just put the toothpaste right on the plastic, rub it in, rub it really hard with a rag all around. And the more you rub, the cleaner it'll get. And before you know it, your headlight plastic lens cover will be absolutely clean. And that's just a really good way to go. And if anybody has any tricks that go along with that, hey, want to hear that too? Uh-huh. Want to hear about that too. So send us your text and let's hear about that. All right. Well, we're not far away from when it's going to start getting cold outside. And, you know, we should be prepared for it. We should be ready for it. That's a little preparation that we need to do beforehand and make sure our ducks are all in a row so that when that cold weather hits, we're not caught by surprise and say, gosh, I wish I had my faucet covers on there. You should find out where your faucet covers are right now and have them ready to go. As a matter of fact, you might even put them on now. That wouldn't hurt. Drain your hoses. Don't let any water sit in your hose. It's not a bad idea to take your hose out of the, disconnect it from the faucet bib and move the hose into the garage or into the carport if you can. But if you have to leave it outside, don't leave it connected to the faucet bib and don't let water sit in the hose. Drain it completely, and you'll be happy that you did all that. So it's time to get ready for the winter. You need to caulk around all the windows and doors. You need to wrap all of your exposed piping with pipe wrap. And pipe wrap is a very simple, easy to apply product. It simply slips on over your pipe and is held in place by zip ties. It works extremely well in insulating your pipes, and it's something that we just need to do, because what we don't want to happen is to have a cold snap slip on through where we weren't expecting it, and then all of a sudden, pipes start to break. And if a pipe breaks, believe me, it's a mess. It's generally speaking, it means call a plumber and get your checkbook ready. And believe me, you better have a good chunk inside your checkbook, because if a plumber comes to fix a leak that was caused by a split from pipes freezing, just them showing up is going to cost you some money. But it's not the kind of work that you can get on there and do yourself. Most people, the DIY type person can't, so they'll need to get a professional involved to do that type of thing. And being a DIY, you have to know when it's time to get a professional involved and to step away. That's pretty good information. I mean, because calling a professional is a good thing to do, And do I hear music in the background, Lance? I can barely hear it. I can barely hear it. I'm going to take a short break. I can barely tell. Listening to The Handyman Show, Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't you go away.
California. I might go down to Georgia. I might see.
For over 100 years, Mississippi Land Bank has been one of the premier lenders for land in the northern 32 counties of Mississippi. For more info, visit mslandbank.com.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for The Ben Shapiro Show.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Weeknights at 9, right here. Super Talk Mississippi.
Farmers and builders, listen up. Purple Wave Auction is shaking up equipment sales. We're the no-reserve online auction powerhouse where every bid could be a win. From combines to cranes, tractors to excavators, if it has wheels or tracks, we've got it at purplewave.com. Purple Wave is your ticket to upgrade your operation. Join our nationwide buying community today and see why no reserve means maximum opportunity.
Paid for by Hemson.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain.
Move.
I'm a hard, hard-working man. I got it all on.
All right, that's the DIY song, and it works so well. Hard working man. All right, well, right now it's a difficult time for a young couple or any couple, whether it be a single or a couple or even an elderly couple, to get into a new home. Between mortgage companies and banks and builders and incomes and the economy and politics, it will become easier. Incomes will increase and they'll get in line with the inflation and what's going on. And down the road a few years, I think people will start getting back into new houses more easily than they are right now. Right now, it's a pretty tough time. Not it's quite as hard as it was maybe 6 months ago, but still, pretty difficult to get into a house. You have to have your ducks pretty much in a row. No, not pretty much, very much in a row. But I believe that because this is, I won't call this a crisis. I don't think it is a crisis. I think it's more of a situation that we need to handle. Because right now, people who want to have a home can't afford to have a home. And isn't that part of the American dream, piece of pie or whatever they want to call it, to have your own house and to have your own space and to have your own, I mean, I was fortunate enough that I got into houses long before this situation came about, and I've been in my house enough years where it doesn't affect me a whole bunch, but there are so many people that would love to be in their own house at this point in time. There will come a time where at a regular salary, a regular income, it will be workable for most people to be able to get into houses at that time. As I said, it hasn't happened yet. It's still very difficult to happen, but it will in time, in my opinion. And again, that's opinion. Who knows, 10 years from now, maybe nobody will have a house. But at any rate, my opinion is 10 years from now, it'll be a whole bunch easier. 5 years from now, it'll be a whole bunch easier. And we'll just see what happens. Then if you want to, you can say, I told you so. And I'll take it. You know, I'll say, well, I deserve that. Hey, a little bit about Atlas Foundation. Great foundation company. They do slab foundations and foundation repairs. What their name is, Atlas Foundation Repair. And they will. They don't do foundations. Let me say that straight out. They do a foundation repair and work on slab foundations. That's what they excel in. If you have a problem with your slab foundation, you call Tony Arpino at 1-800-256-1010. He does soil testing. He goes down as deep as he can go to get to where he gets to bedrock and solid surface. Tony Arpino is an engineer. He understands the soils in Mississippi. He understands how they work and all that contributes to the failure of foundations. He knows how that happens and has a lot to do with trees and water and whatnot. But Tony Arpino, 1-800-256-1010. And you give him a call. Tell him you heard about it on the Handyman Show. And your foundation won't be a problem anymore. And your doors will close properly. Tony Arpino, give him a call. You'll be happy you did. Atlas Foundation Repair. Yeah, give him a call. Be happy you did. All right. Well, hopefully we've gotten ready for the winter. I don't know, probably not, but that's okay. We will, by the next few weeks, we'll have to get up off the couch, off those, away from those football games, and start getting the house ready for the cold weather. Don't wait too long. Also, while we're part of getting ready for any season, is making sure your HVAC unit has been serviced. Regular service on those is important. It really is important to keep them in good working order because they are a mechanical piece of equipment and have many different moving parts. And hey, you just anything that is like that needs attention. And Pat Puria Consultants is excellent at doing actually service on any sort of HVAC unit. So give PAC Pure Air Consultants a call. You'll be happy you did. They'll come out and they'll be happy to service your unit, do anything to it that it may need, and talk to you about it. That's part of getting ready for this winter. All right, I want to talk a little bit about we're going to run out of time pretty soon, but that's all right. We'll try to get this in. A lot of people have a deadbolt or particularly a key lock, and the main one they use all the time somehow fails, whether it breaks or it doesn't work anymore, or it just is old, it's been used, it's been abused, it's been... So they're going to buy a new one, and they want one that looks somewhat like the one they have. So they take the best way to do that is take that to... like Revel Hardware, they do that. And there's a lot of great stores that do just hardware, household hardware for the home. And when you buy a key lock at any kind of store, ask the attendant to key it to your key so that it'll fit the rest of the keys in your house. That's called key to like. It has to be keyed to, or it should be keyed alike, so that you don't have two or three keys in order to get into your house. The front door has a different key than the back door. That's not a good situation that you want to exist in. You want one key for the back door, front door, all the doors. One key works on all of your key locks. That's the way it should be done. And remember, when you buy that key lock or deadbolt, most places that sell them also will key them to your key. You bring a key of your existing lock, show it to them, and they will do it for you and be happy that you did. And that's just the way it goes. Key to like. Good stuff. It's every house should have it. Every house should have a key to like. I'm beginning to see a lot of brass come back, too, as far as, you know, brass had its, it seems like brass had its heyday. But I've always maintained that I believe brass is one of those timeless kind of things, like white. It will never go out of style. And I don't think brass will ever go out of style. It's coming back again strong, and I'm beginning to see people are going like, I want brass in my house. And I'm seeing a lot of new houses with knobs and whatnot and pulls that are all brass or brushed bronze or brushed brass or, you know, or bright brass even. So it is coming back, and it is going to be a situation that people will more and more be using. So I've got brass in my house, but it's original brass. And have I ever changed it? No, because it was good brass to begin with. It wasn't just coated brass where you can, after you use it for a year, it starts getting a little less sheen. Some of the coating starts coming off and the underneath part is showing through. Well, good solid brass will last a long time, and it's very easy to keep. Most brass is coated with lacquer, so it won't stain and change colors, and that's just the way it should be done. And lacquer helps a lot in protecting them as well. So that's the kind of thing that is important. All right, you spent 2 hours listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, and I hope you come back next Saturday, and maybe you have some suggestions about what you'd like to hear on the music segment. Hey, send them to us on the text line. We'll get to it. Matter of fact, I think for Gerard, we should do a Journey segment sometime, because he loves Journey so darn much. And I do too. I think Journey's a great band, and we should do some Journey one time. But at any rate, Buddy Slowick at Super Talk Mississippi in the Build Mississippi studio saying, talk to you next week. Thank you for listening. See you later.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the college football fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Don't miss the college football fix driven by Ford.
Touchdown! Hey guys, look at me. Now look at yourselves. I make the big plays and the big games. You don't. Yeah, you would have made All-State if Coach put you in. Keep telling that story or you can actually play the game. The sports book at Golden Moon Casino puts you in the starting lineup. I'll still be making the plays, you'll be making the bets, and finally getting the sports glory you deserve. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. Play the game.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.